My name is Tucker Muse. I'm in Mr. Haskell's Period 3 class at Mission Viejo High School, and here's my research paper on the War on Terrorism. Terrorism, an international problem. Background of terrorism. The first time I remember seeing terrorism for the first time was when I was 8 years old, and I saw in the 1996 Olympic bombings take place at a concert that was being held for the Olympics. There were people down on the television screen, people that were bleeding, dying, had lost limbs, people that were screaming, panicking, not being able to fathom the shock. At the time, I was confused, but I had no clue why people were killing and injuring other human beings. To tell you the truth, today I'm still puzzled on why these people still attack innocent people. These terrorists seem to just kill to wreak havoc on the human society. They act as if they act for what they believe in. Other times it's because they're angry. All I know is that they have no cares about any humans and they want to just see people suffer. The first act of terrorism began to occur around World War II. These no-state anarchist groups began to bomb and kill people. One of the first, if not the first act of terrorism is when a group by the name of Yugoslavia Leumi, this group bombed Jerusalem's King David Hotel. They killed over 91 people and injured 45. That has led to attacks to today, such as the attacks on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, which killed around 2,000 to 3,000 people, also with suicide bombers killing innocent people day in and day out in Iraq. Lastly, the biggest attack to occur recently is attack on the train station in Spain, killing about 200 people. As you can see, this is a growing problem and is greatly affecting people throughout the world. With problems growing, it is hard to say what can be done. Through attacks, threats, and counterterrorism, only being able to do so much terrorism because it has become a major unsolved problem of the world. Okay. The current status. Ever since the attacks of 9/11, security has been beefed up everywhere. This is mostly to know what and where attacks could happen in the United States or even in other countries as well. As of right now, there have been many attempts to attack on the United States, and our current attack status, according to Homeland Security, is yellow, which is elevated. This means that things are happening, such as increase in surveillance, coordination of emergency plans, and also refinements to protective measures. Although there are no truly recent attacks on the United States from terrorist attacks, it is quite different throughout the rest of the world. There are daily suicide bombers are happening all throughout the Middle East in places like Palestine, Iraq, and Israel are all taking a beating of suicide bombers day in and day out. Less than a month ago, there was a suicide bomber in Jerusalem that killed over 8 people. These 8 people were killed, show government to anger them and give the radical terror groups strength against government and what they control. Most recent attacks with a shocking effect left around the world were attacks on Spain's subway stations. This attack occurred early in March, around killing around 190 people and wounding many in Madrid, Spain. As it seems, the attacks have gone greater and greater over the decades. With little concern with terrorism in the 90s, is obviously become a growing cult, and with killing major attacks occurring more frequently on countries like the United States, Spain, and other countries as well in this decade. Analysis. Terrorism has become a problem because people have decided to use violence, killing, and hiding as a form of getting the point across. They do this through bombings, nerve agents, and using things such as cars, planes, or anything to carry their point across. When charged with these attacks, the groups claim common law to justify the acts to carry out. Terrorists use many different types of weapons to carry out these acts of terror. Sometimes it involves a vehicle such as plane. They use things like ricin, which is a very easily found toxin, which is one of the most deadly toxins known to man. Also, they use explosives such as illegal purchase weapons, and terrorists also are known for using such guns as the AK-47 assault rifle. However, one of the most worried about attacks is terrorism is biochemical warfare. This is the planting of microorganisms in the air and the toxins used by terrorists then enter your body. Another weapon used by terrorism is chemical weapons. These are pound for pound considered the most deadly, with just 100 grams having the capacity to kill millions upon millions of people. This is bad. Terrorists also have the recruiting. One second. Sign off. Okay. Terrorists also have the recruiting people to carry out these attacks. Using people to carry out these attacks, they will also need a steady income as new ones as well. These terrorists, they use terrorist training camps that can be found on three continents. They usually recruit men of Muslim descent and program these people hate America and get them infuriated against the America and the war in Iraq. Using these people and their hate, they create a man that has officially dedicated his life to death and killing of America. And groups like the Al-Qaeda use this type of recruitment to make a radical army against the American. Okay, previous attempts. Many methods have been used to control terrorism, but your enemy is still running, hiding all around the world is a very daunting task. We now have task forces used as a defense against terrorists. They are usually considered to be as counter-terrorists. Counter-terrorists usually deal with the capturing of terrorists wherever they may be. Then they prosecute the terrorists for the illegal actions, as well as these groups also accumulate intelligence on who, what, where, why, and how these acts are taken out. There are many organizations that can help out with counterterrorism. Counterterrorist groups are the Coast Guard, Border Patrol, Immigration Naturalization Service, and Security Administration. Also, organizations such as the Department of Homeland Security helps a great deal with counterterrorism. Created in 2002, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has done a great deal to help with counterterrorism. They have created methods of alerting people, such as threats and protection advisory systems, which is a five-color system ranging from green, low alert, to red, severe alert. Thanks to ideas like this, the United States hasn't suffered a major terrorist attack since September 11th. Although these great systems have been created, to protect against terrorism, it has been a slow process. It's because it's hard to prevent terrorism throughout the whole world when you have little permission by countries to get in countries with our forces. It becomes very difficult to detect and destroy all the terrorists, although these organizations are working as hard as they can with attacks still occurring and not being able to shut down all training camps. They will be unable to stop terrorism. Prediction. Terrorism is an unsolved problem in the world without any question. Still is growing problem or getting smaller. Is it a growing problem or getting smaller? Well, currently a few nations such as the United States and countries like England that are against terrorism trying to crack down their network. Although in the last few years, a lot has changed. But security and whatnot, terrorism also have been growing as well, with countries harvesting terrorists through these terrorist training camps. It is hard to even tell in what direction this problem is going in. I think it is currently even, and it is going to stay that way until the whole world and every country in it is willing to fight against terrorists. We want to be unable to get rid of it. These groups need so little to train their recruits until we have a whole world working together as one unit. We will not be able to eliminate every terrorist. However, I feel that a key component of this is if we pull our troops out of the Middle East. I strongly believe that if our troops and other countries that have units based in the Middle East pull out, it will go back to the same corrupt ways in the Middle East. When you try to create peaceful environment, it's seen as weakness, and you get attacked by the opposing forces because they feel that you are weak, and therefore it is necessary to take over your territory, then create peace. That is why it is so vital we keep our troops in there even once Iraq's new government is set up. Without the forces, I predict that the Middle East is once again doomed for failure. Solution. Like stated in paragraph before, there's only one true solution to the problem. You can think all you want, but terrorism will stick around as long as it has a place to create forces. It's like a wasp nest. Anywhere it feels to fit and fit to survive and breed more wasps, to wreak more havoc. Although it sounds ridiculous, it's true. And the only way to get rid of this problem, every nation from Russia to Antarctica needs to unite, working as one. We will be able to find the problem, solve it, get rid of it. Then the individuals affiliated with showing the actions of terrorism must suffer the consequences. Terrorism is a serious matter. As long as countries are allowing them to recruit forces with their sadistic ways, they can't be stopped. And then it might seem that terrorism is too big and it's near impossible to get rid of forces. But I believe if everyone can get past the differences and the troubles they have had in the past, just make an effort to get rid of this one problem. By doing this, the Earth will be a better place for everyone. That's my long essay on terrorism. Pretty good. Spent some time on it. Yeah. I hope it's loud enough. You might have had to turn it up a bit.